Listen up, team. We've got a game to win. So here's the strategy. Deposit $200 at BetUS.com and get $450 immediately to play with. Sign up today at BetUS.com or call 1-800-79-BETUS. Be like me. Bet for free.
Live, he's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
All righty, how we doing? Hour number four of our radio program, Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You'll hear from the newest member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, DeMarcus Ware, coming up 20 minutes from now. But actually, before we get to onsides, offside, I was just telling you before the break, Carlos, that I was watching the show on Fox, Special Forces, The World's Toughest Test, and it has Mike Piazza in it, Carly Lloyd, Dwight Howard, Danny Amendola, and it's actually a really good watch. It got me thinking what I'm watching these days. My TV selection is kind of something you would not think from Zach Gelb that you hear on the radio.
What else is on the catalog?
Now, you got to remember, when I get out of the studio, obviously, I watch a ton of sports. Like right now, I have the Rangers Oilers on right now. When I leave, I will watch Rangers and Oilers tonight because I'm a huge fan of the Rangers. But I like a lot of mindless reality TV because it takes me out of this sports world that consumes my life and things that I have to talk about all the time. So the Special Forces World's Toughest Test, which is a combination of some people in the sports world as well, but not the premise of the show. The other two shows that I'm watching, and after this Rangers-Oilers game ends tonight, and I usually watch this show every Friday when I'm at the gym, but I was listening to the Stephen A. Smith book, which is tremendous. And I forget what chapter it is, but the 30 minutes when he's talking about the death of his mother and the death of his father is some of the most riveting stuff that I've ever heard. So highly recommended to check out the Stephen A. Smith book. And I would... don't even read it. Buy the audiobook version of it. Because hearing him read the book is just muscles and stuff. And it was fascinating. I finished that up today at the gym. But usually, I think you're going to laugh at this one. When I'm at the gym on Friday morning, I will be watching on my phone Jersey Shore. Family Vacation.
I can't stand you. You and my wife would get along famously.
Oh, I love the Jersey Shore.
I cannot stand... first of all, MTV...
get once crazy,
they,
get
once
loud.
They stopped doing music videos and they went to All Teen Mom and Jersey Shore.
Old man yells at cloud.
Yeah, oh, I'm yelling at the cloud.
Yeah.
With my cane in hand.
You're like Bob last night.
Get this off the air. It's RTV, reality TV. It's no longer MTV. I can't stand this stuff. I don't fault you for watching it. There's clearly an audience. It's still on, but they're like 40 years old in the tightest T-shirts, still going clubbing. Stop it. Stop.
Now, hold on. Mike, the situation.
No, you're...
oh, stop, stop.
Snooki and the Thousand Jennifers and the guy from Staten Island.
Vinny.
You're too old to be doing this.
By the way, Vinny Guadagnino lives around here. When that pharmacy used to be open right next to our studio, I've seen Vinny from the Jersey Shore like 2-3 times in that pharmacy.
If I see him in passing, I'm going to tell him, you're better than this. Stop. Your better than this.
Wow.
Although, listen, as long as the check clears, I'm not mad at them. I don't fault them. I fault the people who
pay. So you
them.
Fault me?
Yes, partially I do.
Now, I will say, I've developed somewhat of a relationship with Mike the Situation. He follows me on Twitter. We've had him on the show. We have correspondence here and there.
Just block me.
Yeah, he should. Oh, you're a miserable person.
I am. But I know that, though.
But
I'm at peace with myself.
See, here's
being
the thing.
Miserable.
I love sitting down on the couch and for an hour just seeing people party, fight, go nuts, fist pump. You know, there's a cornhole tournament. My worlds are colliding. Mike the Situation is going to be playing cornhole against one of my good friends that plays for the Bills and Deion Dawkins that I went to college with. Like, you can't even write. This is perfect Zach Gelb television. And I love Snooki. You know who next door neighbor of Snooki is?
No, enlighten me.
Our very own coworker.
Who lives next to Snooki?
Oh, now you're interested. You just trashed Snooki. Now you want to know.
No, because I'm going to tell him to move.
No. Very close friends. Very close friends. Their wives are very friendly. Tiki Barber.
Get out of here.
Yep. During the pandemic, when we were broadcasting from home, Tiki's Comrex, the equipment that you use to broadcast, lost power. They lost power in his house. So they call me. BT wasn't working that day. I don't know what BT was doing in the middle of the pandemic, but he wasn't working that day. So they called me and they go, Zach, we may need you to go on an extra 30 minutes earlier. So I said, oh, no problem. As I'm sitting down ready to fire up my Comrex and go on, I get a text. Tiki's back on the air, don't worry. So I tune in on television when they're on CBS Sports Network. And Tiki is broadcasting from Snooki's house. And Tiki texted me, oh, I went to my neighbor's Nicole's house. Like, just says Nicole, doesn't say Snooki. So I tell Tiki, I'm a huge fan of Snooki. I love the Jersey Shore, and he was dying. So I led the show that night how Snooki is an icon and a legend, and how she did such a charitable act, not making me work 30 minutes earlier. I kid you not, we put the clip out on Twitter. Snooki quote tweets it, and then texts Tiki's wife, whoever this host is that's talking about me, what a nice guy. That made my pandemic. Now, real quickly, the other show I watch, I think this one is going to just set you off. If Jersey Shore, which is great, set you off, this one's going to go to a different level. And I watched this show because Tiki was on it last year. And Carlos, his microphone's not on right now.
No, but I know where you're going with this already because I've overheard some of the story.
Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Come on, man.
And here's the thing.
You waste your time watching this stuff?
Now, hold on. Tiki and his wife were on it last year. I watched one episode so far. They were like skating around, but I don't think they're on the show like they were last year. Like they're just on like little excerpts. After I found out Tiki and his wife really were going to be on the show, I was like, I probably won't watch the next season. But the season I watched was so good. I'm like, I need to see what happens with the wedding with Judice and then also Melissa, right? And all that. I had to see it.
Oh, manufactured drama.
Oh, I'm hooked. It's great. I now will watch every episode of every season that remains for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. So here is Zach Gelb, the talk show host, watching Special Forces, World's Toughest Test, Jersey Shore, and the Real Housewives of New Jersey. That's what I watch these days.
Then I'm a hypocrite. I play video games.
Yeah, come on. What video games are you playing?
I play Destiny and Space Age Shooters and like Call of Duty.
Gotcha. I know what Call of Duty is.
Kyler Murray and I are really good at claymates.
You know what? I'm going to put a clause in your contract. You can't be playing video games. You got to be studying radio or stuff like that. We're going to do that. All right. Five questions, five answers. Let's get to it right now. We do this every Monday and Friday on CBS Sports Radio on the Zach Gelb Show. Onsides, offsides. Carlos Ortiz.
Zach's taking on the most polarizing issues in sports. Which side of the line of scrimmage will he end up on?
Offside. Defense number 69.
It's Onsides, Offsides with Zach Gelb on CBS Sports Radio.
Well, of course, right after the show, I'll be getting myself home for another round of video games. But you know who's not playing any games? Eric Bieniemy. He is taking the offensive coordinator position for the Washington Commanders. Zach, I ask you, onsides or offsides, being the Commanders OC for a year is the best path for Bieniemy to get a head coaching position?
The answer to this is onsides. Because even though he shouldn't have to leave the Chiefs to put him in a better position to get a head coaching job, because a lot of people have done far less in this league and have been rewarded with the head coaching job, I just believe Eric Bieniemy's quest to be a head coach has become stale, where 2 years ago, there was more conversation. 3 years ago, there was a ton of conversation. Last year, there was some conversation, but entering this hiring cycle, you didn't really hear his name much, or no one expected him to actually get the job or get a job. And I think he only interviewed for one job. So I think Bieniemy, what he realized is, yeah, I need to leave Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes because I don't know why Bieniemy's not getting a job. People say it's race. People say he doesn't interview well. I don't know what the answer is. But if you're just going to say, oh, it's because he doesn't really do much in the offense, I don't buy that. We've heard Reid praise him before and talk about how he calls plays in select situations. And if you just say it's all, oh, it's because it's Mahomes, then why did Matt Nagy get a job? Why did Nathaniel Hackett get a job or Adam Gase get a job. And for every one of those three, every of those coaches that get hired, there's like a guy like Nick Sirianni. We're like, oh, wow, how did he get hired? And then the guy has got to a Super Bowl. So I think Bieniemy realized I'm not making any progress. I can't do anything more in Kansas City to try to improve my chances of getting a head coaching job. So let me go to the Commanders, an organization that's not synonymous with success, an organization that doesn't have an offensive-minded head coach, and I'll be the assistant head coach and run the offense and be the point guy. Now, the upside is if you do well there and you don't get hired, then I don't know what else to say to anyone that says, why is Eric Bieniemy not getting a job? But if you don't do well and they don't have a great quarterback situation, even though they have good pieces around the quarterback, then I think people are going to quickly pounce and go, see, he's not deserving when he gets away from Andy Reid and also Mahomes. So it's kind of a crappy situation, but I respect Bieniemy for taking that risk, even though he shouldn't have to. But I do think this is the best path for him to get a head coaching job just because of that potential upside of him doing well, which I hope he does. Where if he stays in Kansas City, the guy's already won two Super Bowls, has been to another, and has been to another AFC title game, and he didn't get rewarded with a job. So why should I expect that I'll end up getting a job if he just stays in Kansas City? So I go on sides on that one.
All right. Well, we're not too far removed from the NFL season coming to a close, but there's uncertainty in Baltimore with quarterback Lamar Jackson.
You got to be very careful here when you talk about me and the Ravens, because I annoyed some Ravens fans last night for just saying that I don't think Lamar's going to get a deal done this offseason. And Bob in Baltimore called in,
I'm 86 years old, and you, mister, are a clown, and you disrespected Baltimore.
And I just asked him, how did I disrespect Baltimore? And he just started yelling at me. And all of a sudden, people in Baltimore are upset with me. So be very careful here. I don't want to upset anyone in Baltimore. And the irony here is I picked the Ravens to win the Super Bowl before the start of the season. I've been the biggest supporter of Lamar Jackson on national radio. I destroyed Bill Polian when that buffoon said, oh, he needs to go and be a wide receiver. I thought that was ridiculous. But anyway, you could ask your question. But just be careful talking about Baltimore, because I think people are watching me in Baltimore, and I'm afraid that someone's going to like drive up to the studio after the show and do something to me.
Well, what is Baltimore going to do? Are they going to tag him? Are they going to sign him? Could they even move on from him? If Lamar Jackson gets traded this offseason, onsides or offsides, the Detroit Lions, are the most realistic and attractive destination for him.
What did you just call them?
The Detroit Lions. Like, I combined two languages.
Gotcha.
I don't know if Detroit, the French pronunciation is Detroit, but I just like the way it sounds and how it looks.
Gotcha. You do you. I've never heard anyone say that before. So if he gets traded, are they the most realistic and attractive destination? I think they're an attractive destination. I don't know how realistic the destination is. Just because a lot of the teams in the NFC South were ready to give a big package and pay for Deshaun Watson. So you know those teams are willing. Detroit should be willing, but yet you just had a good year out of Jared Goff, and I don't know if they want to continue to see what Jared Goff could do. And I think that's in their mind of thinking. So it may have to be next year for them to get him. If he's available this year, I'm not saying it's the most attractive destination in the NFC South, but you asked the most attractive and most realistic. I just don't know how realistic Detroit is, so I would go offside on that one.
Offside.
All right, Travis Kelce will be hosting Saturday Night Live in 2 weeks on March 4th. Onsides or offsides, Kelce is the best NFL player right now to host SNL.
Two players come to mind before Travis Kelce. His brother, Jason Kelce, who I just think is as great of a public speaker Travis Kelce is. I think Jason Kelce is better and more entertaining, even though Travis Kelce is like ridiculously entertaining. And then here's actually my choice. I think this is the most entertaining interview in the NFL. Jamal Williams of the Lions. I think
that is such a great pull.
He would be unbelievable on SNL. He is so fun and engaging. I remember I talked to him once on Eye on Football. We had him on from the locker room, and he was just, it was only 3 minutes. Usually some players like really boring after the game. He was just awesome. So you asked me, is Travis Kelce the best player in the NFL right now to host SNL, or is the best NFL player right now to host SNL? I would go offside.
Offside.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver met with the media, and one statement he said, our officials are, quote, absolutely held accountable and disciplined for making high-profile errors.
But we can't do that publicly. It has to be done privately.
And a report will come out. onsides or offsides, you believe Silver's comments.
No, I don't, because it's like an anonymous punishment. So therefore, we don't know what they're actually being held accountable of and how severe it is. So I don't believe that for a second, offside.
Offside.
All right, last one. All-Star Weekend kicks off tonight. Well, they already kicked off with the quote-unquote celebrity game. And there are various events throughout, like the three-point contest, skills competition, and the game itself. Onsides or offsides, you, Zach Gelb, care about the All-Star Weekend festivities.
I used to love tomorrow night. This slam dunk contest field does nothing for me. I'm a big sucker for the three-point contest. I don't really care for it this year. All-Star game, I know the new format, it's a little bit more entertaining. But when someone said to me this week, and we work in sports talk radio, oh, the All-Star game's this weekend, I was like, yeah, there's been no juice, no buzz for this. So, sorry, Adam Silver. I'm going offside. I do not care about the All-Star game weekend festivities this
week. Offside.
All righty, that is onsides, offside. We will take a break. When we come on back, DeMarcus Ware will join us.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Hey, this is Howie.
And this is Nick.
From the Backstreet Boys.
And you're listening to the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And guess what?
Zach is back. All right.
He's live. He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
All right, wrapping up shop on this Friday. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're not going to do the closing bell today for a very important reason. I have to say congratulations to a mentor of mine, the great Angelo Cataldi, who just wrapped up a 33-year career in this business at Sports Radio 94 WIP. He is the most entertaining sports talk show host I have ever heard. And I got a chance one year when I was at Temple to intern for him. And that internship was the craziest thing I've ever seen. Because they have this thing called Wing Bowl in Philadelphia, they used to. And it was this big event the Friday before the Super Bowl. It was a big wing eating competition. So they'd have tryouts for this. So when I was an intern, there would be wingettes in the studio. There was Wing Bowl contestants. They would get Del Frisco's catered in. Like, this is the greatest internship ever. There was steak, lobster mac and cheese, cream spinach. It was tremendous. And also one time Angelo, because he's the greatest sports entertainer I've ever heard in radio, he found out somehow that my mother, when I was growing up as a kid, would only let us, I forget how we brought this up on the air, would only let us have two slices of pizza each. So he made me house an entire pizza during a show. But that was Angelo Cataldi. And as great of a talk show host that he was, he's a better person. Because when I left the internship, he said to me, Zach, you'll always be a part of our sports radio family. And I'm like, oh, that's BS. He probably says that to every intern. But still to this day, we talk all the time. I've been invited on his show a countless amount of times. This past summer, I co-hosted an hour at Borgata with him down at the shore. He is tremendous. He is benevolent, and he is a true legend. And he needs to be in every Hall of Fame that's associated with radio. But he retired today, and that is 33 years being the ratings king and the straw that did stir the drink at Sports Radio 94 WIP. And I woke up this morning, and I went back and listened to his entire show. And I woke up this morning, I got a bunch of texts. Angelo mentioned you. I'm looking at the time of these texts. And I'm like, at 9:55 a.m., his last 5 minutes of his radio career at WIP, he thanked all the interns, a bunch of interns. And I was one of the interns that was mentioned. And then obviously he ended it thanking his family, the callers, and the listeners. But I learned so much about this business from Angelo Cataldi. I learned how to have a personality, and I learned how to entertain. And that's all from Angelo. Just sitting there watching him. That internship, we'd have to be in by 4 a.m. I tried to beat him in all the time. Guy was there at like 3:30 in the morning. Crazy work ethic when that guy could have coasted, but he never coasted. And that's why he was great for that many years.
So Angelo Cataldi, thank you. Like, from the bottom of my heart, because you did more than you probably know for my career, and a big reason why I'm inspired to do this, hopefully, for the next 30 years. And I'd be so fortunate to have a quarter of the run that Angelo Cataldi was able to have. So Angelo Cataldi, thank you. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. By the way, In-N-Out Burger's not that good, Angelo. He's a big In-N-Out Burger fan. Maybe he'll open one up in Philadelphia, but it's not that good. We'll talk to him on Monday. Actually, I'm also. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. We out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/try it to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/try it.
Are you working way too hard for way too little? There's never been a better time to consider a career in IT. You could enjoy a recession-resistant career in a rewarding field with plenty of growth opportunities and often flexible work environments. Go to MyComputerCareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. You could start your new career in months, not years. Take classes online or on campus, and financial aid is available to qualified students, including the GI Bill. Now is the time. MyComputerCareer.edu.
Hail to the Chief of Steaks. Enjoy presidential savings on Omaha Steaks favorites, including tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air chilled chicken, and more during their President's Day sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of delicious gourmet foods, from perfectly aged tender steaks to juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and classic comfort meals. Every bite is backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com, enter SIZZLE at checkout, and take advantage of this exclusive offer. There is a reason why Omaha Steaks has been the leader of gourmet steaks and food since 1917. No one, and I mean no one, comes close to matching the flavor, tenderness, and value of Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Kansas City Steak Company, another AmericanEagle.com success story. Started in 1932 as a family-owned butcher shop, today they're a leading distributor of superior all-American steaks delivered right to your door, ready for the grill and your taste buds. When it came to their website, an average site wouldn't do. They chose AmericanEagle.com to take their website to the next level. With a dramatic increase in competition and a softening market demand, they had two challenges: improve their brand presence and message, and produce a positive return. AmericanEagle.com got to work and executed usability studies and detailed audits of site experience, digital assets, and marketing. The result? An integrated digital marketing and customer experience plan, organic traffic increase of 20%, and a long-term roadmap for success. If you love great steaks, go to KansasCitySteaks.com for website design, development, and online solutions that bring efficiency and results. Visit AmericanEagle.com. If you need a results-driven website, call the team at AmericanEagle.com at 877-WEB-NOW-1. That's 877-WEB-NOW-1.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries worried about COVID-19. COVID-19 tests are now covered by Medicare Part B. That's right. Achieve DX will ship you your rapid COVID-19 tests at no cost straight to your home. These easy-to-use FDA EUA-authorized tests will give you results in 15 minutes. Even if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you can have these tests delivered to your home at no cost to you, and the shipping is free. For your free COVID-19 tests, call Achieve DX at 800-300-1634. That's 800-300-1634. Call now.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.